From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A top White House official, as well as a key Democratic senator, are saying any decision by President Obama about whether to send additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan will depend in part on how that country's current political crisis is resolved. A U.N.-backed panel has been looking into allegations of fraud in Afghanistan's recent presidential election. More from NPR's David Wellna.
While on a fact-finding trip to Kabul, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry told CNN's State of the Union that Afghanistan's political impasse is a major impediment to redefining U.S. strategy there.
It would be entirely irresponsible for the President of the United States to commit more troops to this country when we don't even have an election finished and know who the president is and what kind of government we're working it with.
Kerry's contention that the real issue is Afghanistan's governance was backed up on the same program by White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel.
The question does not come how many troops you send, but do you have a credible Afghan partner for this process that can provide the security and the type of services the Afghan people need?
Emanuel said President Obama will continue reviewing Afghan strategy over the next 2 weeks. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
A suicide bomber in Iran triggered a blast that killed five top commanders of the country's Revolutionary Guard and dozens of others today in an area near Iran's border with Pakistan. Dale Gavlak reports.
State media reported that a militant group from Iran's Sunni Muslim minority called Jundallah, or Soldiers of God, claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing. An attacker with explosives blew himself up as top-level guard commanders were about to meet tribal leaders in the country's restive southeast Peshin region, bordering Pakistan. But the guards have accused so-called surrogates of the U.S. for carrying out the attack in order to create instability in Iran. Washington has denied the charge. The attack comes ahead of a meeting between Iranian and Western officials in Vienna tomorrow to try to resolve a standoff with the West about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Some analysts believe the bombing could jeopardize the talks. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The White House says President Obama is considering all options for creating jobs to bring down the nation's high unemployment rate. But senior advisor Valerie Jarrett indicated there's no immediate need for another costly stimulus package on top of the one enacted earlier this year.
We're fully on track with the recovery bill and the spending that's going forward, but we've only spent about a little less than half of the money. And so we still have a ways to go with the recovery bill. We know unemployment is a lagging indicator. We've always known that.
Jarrett was on NBC's Meet the Press. Other administration officials today criticized Wall Street firms that are paying huge bonuses to employees while the nation's economy struggles. One company that has received federal assistance, Goldman Sachs, says it has set aside nearly $17 billion for compensation so far this year, more than a half a million per employee. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Gallaudet University in the nation's capital, the world's only college for the deaf, has chosen a new president to lead the school following 3 years of student unrest. The announcement was made today as NPR's Jack Sahora reports.
The board's choice of Jane Fernandez 3 years ago led to students blocking off Gallaudet's entrances with moving vans and causing the university to shut down for 3 days. Fernandez's appointment was then rescinded. That was not the scene Sunday afternoon when board chair Benjamin Sukup made the announcement through an interpreter.
The new 10th president of Gallaudet University is Dr. T. Allen.
Hurwitz was chosen based on his 27 years of experience in deaf higher education. His selection marks the end of a contentious battle between factions of the deaf community. Jack Sahora, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Colorado say the so-called Balloon Boy incident that drew national attention last week was a hoax concocted by the boy's parents to market themselves for a reality TV show. Larimer County, Colorado Sheriff Jim Alderton says criminal charges are pending.
At this point, we have not filed charges. We have a lot of work that still needs to be done. But we believe that at some point we will be recommending the following charges. Conspiracy, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, false reporting to authorities, and attempting to influence a public servant.
Alderton says the whole family was in on the hoax, which began when the parents reported their son had drifted away in a helium balloon. Some of the most serious charges each carry a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.